Proverbs for the day, March the 18th. Proverbs 18 and verse 8. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. This is an incredible verse. It's a verse to remember, first of all, as one who may get wounded. And the reason is because you need to be able to know that they're the words of a talebearer. See, it doesn't keep you from getting wounded. You will get wounded. And when you get wounded, you've got to deal with it. You've got to forgive the person properly. Forgiving is not letting them off the hook, it's forgiving. And then you have to get healing from the Lord. But the idea is the words of a talebearer is wounds. Now, those wounds can hurt you even if they're not talking about you. You listening to a talebearer can wound you. In fact, a whisperer separateth chief friends. So today, you could hear somebody whispering in your ear, like Judas did the disciples, while she's given the sacrifice of the alabaster box of ointment, while she's doing the most perfect, precious thing that anybody's ever done, so much so that God shared his glory with her and that he said it was going to be a memorial for her. You could be wounded towards the other person that they're talking about. I want to show you how messed up things are today. The New King James Bible says that these words of a talebearer are as tasty trifles that go down in your belly. Tasty trifles. How can you make tasty trifles synonymous with wounds? The NIV says choice morsels. So these wounds and choice morsels are synonyms. And the New Living Translation says dainty morsels. Now, what on earth is going on here? Okay? And my point is this, is your King James Bible is written exactly like you need. It is supernaturally created, preserved, etc., etc., etc. You have the words of God in your hand. Since you have them in your hand, let's talk about them for a minute, and let's get this down. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. So, number one, you don't listen to them. Do not listen to a talebearer. You say, well, what do I do? Cut them off. You say, I'm really not interested in that, thank you. You say, well, I might upset them, hurt their feelings. Better to hurt their feelings that way than let them wound you. And maybe even separate a chief, a very good friendship. Because it can happen because the Bible says it does. I've seen it in the Bible. I've seen it in people. So the words of a talebearer is wounds. Don't listen to them as someone who could be passing it on or receiving it about someone else. Number two, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. If it's about yourself, you don't want to know. If it's about somebody you know, you don't want to know. You got to be careful. You know what the old saying was? Curiosity killed the cat. Well, curiosity can kill your Christian life. Curiosity could kill your Christian walk. It could kill a relationship with somebody. These talebearers are as wounders. If they're a talebearer, there's a wounder. And that spirit, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? If you look down at verse 14 of chapter 18. So it's very important. When these things go in, they stick in your heart, in your mind. They affect your inner organs. They can literally make you ill. They're as wounds. They're not as dainty morsels. They're not as tasty trifles and choice morsels. They're not. These things are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly, to your very inner being. So one thing is, don't listen. And the other is, you're not interested. Okay? I don't want to hear it. And the idea is this, is you can't take it to heart. You have to learn as a believer not to take things to heart. You don't explain it away. Now, you don't purposely expose yourself to it. But to keep from taking it to heart, you've got to stick in that book. You've got to reject those things when they come your way. And you've got to limit them. You know, this stuff like Facebook and all this, and you can have your opinion, and since you can, and it is a free world, I'm allowed to have mine. Now, mine is, I'm of the opinion that you're just opening yourself up, number one, to triviality, and number two, to trivializing and cheapening true friendships, but number three, you're opening yourself up to constant wounding, whether intentional or not. It's just too big of an opening for the enemy to use. You say, well, how could we live? How did people live for 6,000 years without it? Well, there's so many people. I want them to know what I'm doing. What if they don't need to know what time you left the house and what time you made a trip and blah, blah, blah? What if that actually isn't supposed to be on their mind? Amen. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm using a little sarcasm, but I'm not being a smart aleck. What I'm trying to say is this. Those talebearers, their words, the words of a talebearer are his wounds. They go down in the innermost part of the belly. You really don't need to be exposed to all that. And you know, also, you yourself don't need to expose yourself to it or expose others when you make a mistake. Let's say you make a wrong judgment and you're sitting at home and you and your brother, sister, your husband, wife, your friend, whatever, one or two of you talk about it. And then 24 hours later, the Lord says, see, you didn't have this thing right, bud. You might be able to say to them, look, I didn't have that right. Okay? But imagine if you put something out there and 100 people, 200, 300, who knows, 400, 1,000, whatever, and then it's out there. And you see, what we've got to understand is things like that, they are a tool that is far more used for the wrong things, even without us meaning to. Now, the words of a talebearer are his wounds. Those words go in. They might go in and wound you about yourself. They might wound you about a relationship. They might wound you about something God's doing at your church. They might wound you about your leader, your pastor. They might wound you about the will of God. What we've got to do is not let the tale bear. In other words, someone who takes a story and passes it on and passes it on and passes it on. You say, well, is there any room for passing on stories and tradition? Absolutely, and you know that. I don't even think you have to ask it. But as a believer today, as a Bible-believing Christian that wants to walk with God, let us understand, first of all, these are not tasty trifles, choice morsels, or dainty morsels. These are words that are of a talebearer, and they are as wounds. Where do they go? They strike to the heart of us. They get inside of us. They can literally affect our body and our mind and our soul. So I'm going to encourage you today, always be aware. Don't listen to the talebearer. Number two, don't take them seriously. Okay? And number three, always do the thing that keeps you away from a needless tale-bearing of words. Because God doesn't want you to get wounded and you get out of the battle or fall away.